Welcome to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. I'm your host, Stephen L. Anderson, pastor of Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Let me read for you from the scripture, Ephesians 5:8. The Bible reads, "If thou seest the oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter, for he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they." Now, I want to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court in regard to the Bill of Rights. Now, of course, in the Fourth Amendment, we are guaranteed as Americans the freedom from warrantless searches and seizures, and that we will not be searched without probable cause, that there has to be a warrant and an oath or affirmation. Well, in 1976, the Supreme Court made a decision, United States versus Martinez Fuente, and that decision basically states that Border Patrol checkpoints within 100 miles of the border doing random stops and sometimes even searches are constitutional and that they don't violate the Fourth Amendment. And they basically stated in that decision that the reason they don't violate the Fourth Amendment is because they are not invasive, because they're just a quick little stop, and that if they go any further than that, you know, then they have to have probable cause, etc. But my question is, doesn't the stop itself violate the Fourth Amendment? I mean, if I have to stop and they look in my windows and ask me questions, doesn't that violate my rights as an American to not be searched or seized without a warrant? Just an arbitrary, random, suspicionless, will stop everybody and check you. And you say, well, wait a minute, Pastor Anderson. The Supreme Court decided in 1976 that it's okay, so it must be okay. And do you actually think that you're smarter than the Supreme Court? You know, people have actually asked me. Well, my question is this. Didn't the Supreme Court in 1973 say that it was okay for a mother to murder her own baby inside of her womb? And that was somehow protected by the Constitution? So the answer to that question is yes, I do think I know more than the Supreme Court. But this, because the Supreme Court doesn't even know that a baby developing inside of its mother's womb is alive. And so don't tell me that the Supreme Court is the end all be all of what is right and wrong, or of what is according to the Constitution and what is not. If the Supreme Court can say that murder is acceptable, and that unborn children can be slaughtered by a doctor in an abortion clinic, then how can it be unreasonable for me to question some of their other decisions that infringe upon our rights? Like the United States versus Martinez Fuente decision, which authorizes all these Nazi Gestapo-like checkpoints all over the southwest United States within 100 miles from the border, all in the name of safety, all in the name of protecting us from drugs and the terrorist. Wait a minute. Why can't I travel from point A to point B in this country without being randomly stopped and searched? You see, even if they don't send me to the secondary inspection area to search me, they're still running the dog around my car, and the dog can sniff around my car. That in and of itself is a search. And so whether the Supreme Court thinks so or not, that dog sniffing around my car and that officer sticking his head in my window after he forced me to stop for absolutely no reason is, in fact, infringing upon my Fourth Amendment rights, whether or not the Supreme Court thinks so or not. You see, the Constitution still says what it says, in spite of how they misinterpret it, to condone abortion, you know, murdering of unborn children, and also to condone warrantless searches. Thank you for listening to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. If you'd like to keep this show on the air, please send your donations to Trueborn Sons, care of KXXT Radio, 2800 North 44th Street, Suite 100, Phoenix, Arizona 85008, or visit us on the web at truebornsons.com.